Lord, tonight. Let's sing that song, He Knows My Name. I'll try that. We haven't tried this in a long time, but it just came on my mind coming in tonight. I think we got the words with Steve. Let's go ahead and take it up here. Where are you in now? Let's go up to, it might even be C. I have a maker, He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. He knows my falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father, He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. My name, He knows my every thought, He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer tonight. We just want to remember Brother Terry Ewert over at Divine Love. And I guess he has stage 4 colon cancer. And I believe his wife passed away 2 years ago as well. Didn't she? Oh, maybe I'm thinking someone else. Gotcha. Yeah. Just trusting the Lord for His healing power. And just want to lift them up in prayer. Dear Father, Lord, we just come before You once again tonight, Lord. Not standing on our own merits, Lord God, but standing upon Your word. Lord, You said You're the God that heals all of our diseases, Lord God. Father, You said to ask and it shall be given, seeking You shall find, Lord God. Father, we're just trusting in You now, Lord God, and we just want to lift up Terry, Lord, into Your hands, Father. Lord, that You'd touch him in body, Lord God, and in spirit, Lord God, that You'd quicken his faith, Lord God, that he might receive His healing, Lord God. Father, and may it be a testimony, Lord, for Your glory, Lord. We just commit into Your hands now, Father. Be with each one tonight. Father, I know we all have needs, Lord God. Father, spiritual, physical, financial, mental, whatever it would be, Father. I just pray that You'd help us, Lord. And, Father, to be able to hear from You tonight, Lord God, and help us to pay attention, Lord God, to what You would say to us, Father. We just look to You now, Lord. We love You, Lord. Appreciate You, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing that song. Praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Lift up those holy hands. Let's stand and sing it tonight.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. People praise the Lord. Well, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's my rock and my shield. He gives power to all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I'm free from condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's my rock and my shield. He gives power to all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I'm free from condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out from me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Oh, well, and make me whole, and give to me that life abundantly.
Give me an E flat. Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me.
You're gonna give me E flat. There we go. It's E flat. It's got to be E flat because it's got those.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Oh, give me joy in my heart, I pray. Oh, give me joy in my heart, keep me praising, praising, praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Oh, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Oh, give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart. Keep me resting, resting, resting. Keep me resting till the break of day. Oh, sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna.
Go back to that first verse.
Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me. me burning, burning, burning. Keep me oil in my lamp, I pray. Oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing that second verse. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving, serving, serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising, praising, praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the... One more time, give me peace in my heart. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Oh, give me peace in my heart, I pray. Oh, give me peace in my heart, keep me resting, resting, resting. Keep me resting till the break of day. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Kings, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Let's go ahead, and we haven't done this in a long time, and it's funny because my flesh doesn't really want to sing this song, but we're going to sing it anyways. The joy of the Lord is our strength, fills my face with smiles, and I smile at Him. It's good for you to smile, even when, you know, they actually say that smiling when you're not happy actually produces a serotonin and a dopamine hit. And the more you smile, you actually do feel happier. So that must be why I'm starting to feel happy, because I was pretty tired before I got here. Praise God. I don't think that's the right key. What key is that? No, it's probably E flat. or D. We can try. Yeah, that's fine. We can do D.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He fills my heart with laughter. Ah, ha, 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 ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ah, ha, 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 ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ah, ha, 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 ha. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He fills my face with smiles, and I smile at Him. He fills my face with smiles, and I smile at Him. He fills my face with smiles, and I smile at Him. Now the Lord is my strength. Oh, He gives me living waters, and I thirst no more. He gives me living waters, and I thirst no more. He gives me living waters, and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. the joy of the Lord. My strength fills my heart with laughter. He fills my heart with laughter. Ah ha ha, ah ha ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ah ha ha, ha ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ah ha ha, ha ha. Joy of the Lord is my. All right, everybody, laugh. Oh, ah ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha. Oh, ho 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 ho, ha ha ha. Oh, hee 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 hee, ha ha ha, ha ha. Ah, 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 ah. Would you do that one more time? Let's do that again. Oh, ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, ho, 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 ah, ha, 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 ha. Joy is the Lord of my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah. You know, Brother Steve, I think we actually need some ha 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 ha. He 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 he. And then we'll get some, it'll be good. So, praise God. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing that song. There's a song, there's another, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It's not every day is sweeter, it's the other one. It gets sweeter as the days go by. Brother Ben, you can take up the offering. Gets sweeter as the moments fly.
Why? close by his side. I will A-B-I-D-E. I love him better every D-A-Y. Oh, I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Close by his side. I love better every D-A-Y.
Give me a B-flat. Let's go ahead and sing that song. Brother One can come, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. So come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table. Oh, all the time, he who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, come and dine. Oh, there they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table. Oh, all the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Oh, soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in small as white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth. Oh, come and dine, we will Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. The hungry call it now, come and sing that chorus one more time. Oh, come and dine, the Master call it. Oh, come and dine, feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river?
I'm probably in the wrong key. Let's let Mom give me a key. I'm sorry.
Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river? Gathereth the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God. Oh, yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of...
Are there verses to that, Faith?
Shall we gather at the river, those feet have trod, within crystal tide forever, flowing from the throne of God. Oh, when shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river? Gathereth the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, on the bosom of the river, where the Savior King we own, we shall meet in sorrow never, neath the glory of the throne. Oh, yes, gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God.
Happy God. Oh, yeah, yes. We gather at the river. Oh, the beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne. Oh, yes, we gather. Yes, we gather at the river. Oh, the beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river. Thou flow by the throne of God. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Where we can come trusting that God will come and consume our sacrifice tonight. Praise the Lord. And we want to thank the Lord for all his wonderful love and mercy. And thank him for all the wonderful things his grace is doing in our lives. He's a faithful God. Amen. He's a faithful God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like I said on Sunday, this coming Sunday will be the first Sunday of the month, so we'll have communion. So we'll look forward to have two services on Sunday, communion in the evening. Praise the Lord. There's a song. The land of cloudless day. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudless sky. Okay, let's try the chorus. You were doing it right, Sister Naomi. Amen. Where no storm cloud rise. Oh, out one more time. Oh, the land of everlasting. Oh, the land of final boundless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home when the storm cloud rise. Oh, they tell me of a home boundless land. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home when the storms arrive. Oh, they tell me of a home cloudless. Oh, oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an all-cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm cloud rides. Oh, they tell me of an all-cloudless day. Oh, they tell me of a home where no friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a home far away, where the trees can no more share its fragrance to the all-cloudless day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, yes, oh, the land of cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home when the storms arise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudless day. Oh, thou tell me of a king in his beauty then. And they tell me that I shall behold on the throne that is white as snow, in the city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of fine of cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home when the storms arise. Oh, they tell me of an all-cloudless day. Oh, they tell me of a smile on his children there, and his mother, and they tell me that the tear ever comes again. In the lovely land of cloudless day. Oh, yeah, oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, yes, oh, the land of cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a oh, when the stars arise. Oh, yes, oh, the tell me. Let's do that last stanza again. Oh, they tell me that he smiled on his children there. Amen. Let's sing that one more time. Oh, they tell me that he smiled on his children there, and he smiled all the way. And they tell me that the tears ever come again. In the lovely land of cloudless, oh, yes, oh, the land of cloudless day, oh, the land of an all-cloudless sky. time. All the land of boundless all the land of an unfrowned sky. Oh, they tell me of a war when the sun cloud rise. Oh, they tell me of an unfrowned day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And all the clouds will be gone. Amen. Rain clouds, trial clouds, sickness clouds. Amen. The land we get to that is cloudless. The Lord bless you. Thank you, musicians. That will be all for the music tonight. I send a lot of these songs over there, and sometimes I forget for the store to practice them. But that was beautiful tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think I had another one. A promise coming on the dusty road. Amen. We'll practice that one another time. Let's stand on our feet tonight and read from God's word. Matthew chapter 6. I'm just going to read there just for the scripture reading, then I will get into what I want to talk about. Matthew chapter 6. No, Brother Dan been speaking on prayer and been preparing us during the Sunday school. Because that's what the Sunday school is supposed to do. It's supposed to prepare us for the service. So what a good way to prepare ourselves and talking on prayer. Amen. But I had a thought to speak on from this Lord's Prayer. I read from verse 11. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, you taught us to pray, Lord, in closing the prayer. You taught us to say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So, Lord, we ask tonight, Lord, realizing, O God, when we come together like this, you ask us to pray and says, your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, Lord, we know we are in that spiritual kingdom where you are ruling from our hearts, ruling our lives, oh God. So, Lord, we pray that, Father, you will bless us tonight, oh God. Lord, your unprofitable servant is before you and your people that have come tonight with an expectation, Lord, that something will be said to encourage them, Lord, something that will draw us closer to you. So, God, we want to ask tonight, O Lord, that, Father, you will just pour your blessing upon us, O God, in a special way tonight. We pray for those that are not in our midst, Lord. We pray for Brother Dan and his family, Lord. They ask our prayer tonight that they won't be in service, Lord. We pray for Brother Steve Jambibi, O God, that he'll be traveling to London tomorrow and to meet up with his portion of his children there and to be able to deal with some family stuff. We just ask that, Lord, your grace, Lord, will grant him a safe trip. Father, Lord God, and we just pray for every brother, sister, Lord, that couldn't be with us tonight. Some because of their job schedule. Oh, God, we commit them into your hands, Lord. But Father, here we are, Lord, oh God, standing in your presence tonight, Lord, Father, with needs in our lives, oh God. But Father, we come, Lord, just giving it all to you tonight. What a wonderful Father you are. What a faithful God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. I believe the first Sunday of this month we spoke on our God is a consuming fire. Tonight I was going to go back to continuing on Shout of the King is in the camp, and there is no iniquity in Jacob, you know, and then you realize you start preaching these things. You need to hold a lot of balance with it, praise the Lord, because we want to stay in the middle of the road, amen. It's so easy to be pushed on the right or to be pushed on the left. Sometimes it seems to be that is the easiest place to walk, but we are called to stay in the middle of the road, praise the Lord. We want to have a balanced approach to the things that we do and the things we teach. So we pray that the Lord will be able to help us, praise the Lord. Amen. But I read the scripture tonight because I've been thinking about it. And like Jesus closing the Lord's Prayer here, I will trust also to see what the Lord will bring during the Sunday school as our brother will continue teaching on these things. But as he closed here, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And if you, many of you will remember, Brother Branham taught in the Church Age book, he says, we are in a spiritual kingdom. Amen. He says, we are in a spiritual kingdom. That's the reason why our sisters don't dress like the women of the world. He says, that's the reason why our men don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't run around with women. He said, because we are in a spiritual kingdom. Amen. Where Christ is ruling. We are in this world, but we are not part of this world. We know the kingdom that we are part of. Praise the Lord. But as he speaks here, he says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So it's been playing on my mind. This kingdom is a kingdom of power. Amen. And it's a kingdom of glory. Praise the Lord. Realizing that it's a kingdom that, from the beginning, he says, he taught and says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we realize that kingdom of God is here with us, and it's a kingdom of power. Amen. It empowers the people that are in the kingdom. The power that it gives us is that power of the kingdom, the power that was given in the beginning to have dominion. Praise the Lord. So, it's not just a church thing. When we have been called and have experienced the new birth, We've been placed into God's kingdom. And when he puts us in his kingdom, then he empowers us because that kingdom has glory. It leads from one glory to another glory. Praise the Lord. And God wants us, he wants us to experience his glory. For us to abide in his glory. Praise the Lord. It's a kingdom. We are in a spiritual kingdom that has power and has glory. A kingdom that has laws. And you see the whole thing about God dealing with us. I was reading a book I went over to the chapter today there at Arbor, the Howard One Torah. With an English version in this. So I sat there a little bit. I started to read it, and and it was kind of a blending in with something I was reading. I've been reading at the house on the names of God, and it's amazing. You go back to Genesis chapter 1 and you read, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. You know, and the scripture goes ahead and talks about, you know, and God said, let there be, you know, and God said, let there be, you know, and it's so easy sometimes for us to just be so limited in understanding what was actually happening in the beginning, because God is just an object of worship. That word God don't really express what was taking place in the beginning. And it's been so amazing as I was studying through that. I was saying, oh, my goodness, such a truth. I mean, a lot of truth is hidden right there, because the first expression in the beginning that it said God created the heaven and the earth, it speaks of Elohim. Amen? And that word Elohim, it's actually like Brother Branham said over and over there, and I think he also studied it right there from the Hebrew. That word Elohim is a plural word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now you see it, he says when he changed Abraham's name, he gave him a portion of his name. He was Abram, and he gave him Abraham. Amen. Now, Elohim is a plural form. The Ham in Abraham will be in a singular form. But now, the beautiful thing that is there is not just the words and the grammar, because I don't even know it. My tongue will soon start wrapping around my mouth. But the beautiful thing there that is there is that it brings an expression out. That's the reason why when God said, let us make man. Right. When he gets to a certain place in creation and he starts to use the word, like, let us make man, then it interprets this very God in the beginning that created the heaven and the earth. It brings us a sense of who is this one that separates light from darkness? Who is this one that said, let every seed bring forth of its kind? Yeah, he's saying, let us. Praise the Lord. But it's beautiful because English will tell you that's the way great men speaks. When great men are speaking, even when they are talking of themselves, they always talk in a plural form. We travel there. We enjoy the music. Praise the Lord. Are we together? But it also holds a sense of a coveting God. Now, when we get to talking about that, then it helps us to understand where Brother Branham taught us that God was having his attributes in him. Amen. So right there in creation, God was doing everything that he was doing with his attributes. With we being in him. And everything that he was doing in creation was for these very people that were part of let us. Because his attributes were also going to be his expression. Was going to be him expressing himself. It's a beautiful thought. Praise the Lord. So we come to this place and think a little bit. I will just talk on this morning, then go into what I want to talk about. That will take much of the time. But as I keep thinking about this, you know, kingdom and its power and its glory. Praise the Lord. And if you see the way that God has been dealing with his people right from time, God's approach has always been a kingdom approach. That is the reason why when people get their mind too much into politics and all the things that is happening in the way this word is governing itself, now that's where organization comes in, because they want to bring the way the word is governing itself into the church. And God don't work like that, because the way he works is a kingdom principle. Amen. One king on the throne. No one gets there until that one die, and this one that is on the throne live forever. So forget about changing him. Forget about overthrowing, because you can't overthrow him. That's the way that God deals with his people. It has been a kingdom. He came down to Israel. He says, I want to make you a kingdom of priests, a peculiar people. So God's principle is always a kingdom. And the moment we understand kingdom principle and the way that things are done in kingdom, the easier it is for us to serve God. Praise the Lord. Because the national principle or the word principle, we paid our taxes and different things we do. So it looks more in a sense like we do all these things and then we expect for the government to give us light, the government to give us water. The government is because we are paying our tax. We are paying our tax while we don't have good roads. And sometimes people bring that mindset into the kingdom. It does not work that way. Praise the Lord. I pay my tithes and offering. Why? I have a right to everything. You know, I'm a member of this church. I have a right. You know, and that's how the word order is. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the kingdom, we pay tributes, we pay our different deals, but the way the kingdom goes about doing things, sometimes it's not on the tributes and the things that the people pay. No. The king owns everything that is in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you choose to develop this side of the kingdom, he having, you know, this amount of resources that he can take and come and develop this side of the kingdom. But I'm trying to grab your mind to understand that's the way that God deal with us. Is on a kingdom principle. Amen? And in his kingdom, there is power and there is glory. Praise the Lord. And that's what he wants us to experience. Jesus said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many that has received him, he has given them power. Amen? He has given them power. Is that right? Is that right as a son of God? Is that right as a daughter of God? Where we can be able to express ourselves. Praise the Lord. Not having that power will make us to be living underprivileged. Amen. We have right to every redemptive blessing, but it almost looks like we have to beg for it. Praise the Lord. When God takes us through all of these stages, justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where he's bringing our human nature, he's bringing our first birth to be subject to the new birth. Yeah. All of those things are different glories that he takes us through. When he takes us from one trial to another trial, it's different glory that he takes us through. And all of these things are all part of the kingdom. And that's the things that we must enjoy. That's the things that we must appreciate. It's a kingdom of power and of glory. Praise the Lord. When it looks like We are powerless. We don't have control over anything, and it's like the enemy is coming in and destroying our territory. We just feel so hopeless, and we just feel so, you know, just out of place. Then there is something wrong. Praise the Lord. There is something wrong, because in this kingdom, there is power and there is glory. And Jesus said, don't look for it far off. It's right here in you. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost comes for, to give you power. You shall receive power from on high. Praise the Lord. You know, and there is nothing that makes a man's a son or a daughter so strong than knowing what they have a right to. Praise the Lord. No matter how much muscle that person have, how much weight they can carry, if they have a right to this thing and they don't know that they have a right to it, praise the Lord. Their strength and muscle is not going to do them any good, because they're just going to be standing waiting for someone to give them orders before they can go ahead and partake of what they have right to. But it can be the weakest Christian. It can be the weakest brother. It can be the feeble hands that have been hanging down so long, as long as we know that we have a right to this kingdom. Yeah. Amen. And we step by that authority. Yeah. Are we together tonight? Mm-hmm. We are talking about our Lord's Prayer. We are talking about what Jesus taught us. Pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But then he closed the prayer. Says, when you pray, says, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Praise the Lord. We can talk about these things in a theological way and try to explain this and try to explain that, but it's an experience. Amen? The power of God is an experience. You cannot explain it. We can only talk about it because the scripture says, you will receive power from on high. That's what the scripture says. Jesus says, don't look for the kingdom of God when they say here or there. The kingdom of God is in you. It's written in the word so we can say it. But it's another thing when we experience it. Praise the Lord. It's a complete different thing when we experience the power and the glory that is in the kingdom. And that's what God wants for us to experience. So the Lord's Prayer is just not a recitation. Brother Branham says in the message, Supernatural, he says, our Lord was teaching a principle. Because he wants us to experience that. He wants us to experience that power from on high. That's what the Holy Ghost is. That's what the new birth is. Praise the Lord. Sons and daughters of God that will be walking with confidence, no matter what we're going through. Having confidence does not mean having everything. Amen? It's a character. It's a strength that is an inward strength that is inside. Praise the Lord. That's what he wants us, for us to have that power on high. You know, and that's what I was speaking about a little this gone Sunday, talking about visitation, you know, and God visited the people with different revivals, you know, and the people recognize their messenger, like Luther, the just shall live by faith. And they just relax. They just get to the place now we are in the message, and they just feel so comfortable. We're not in catalyzing. We are the just that live by faith. Amen. It was not just a lyric. It was not just word. It was something that God released. It was a power that God released. Amen. Because it was just the same justification. That was the reformation of justification. And justification, Brother Branham comes in our age and says, you never did it in the first place. So you think about it now. If Luther had that revelation, amen? Praise the Lord. What he was preaching, justification, the just shall live by faith, is the same as justification that came just before marriage and divorce, that you never did it in the same place. Right. It's the same thing. So God released it. He released that power. But what did the people do? They just make an organization of it. Yeah. Try to make themselves different from Catholicism. And it never took long. They went back and started doing the same thing. Why? They took the name and they missed the power. Praise the Lord. When Wesley brought his revival, it was a power to sanctify the people. But they took a name and then they missed the power. And that is the same thing. That's what I'm trying to drive to. And the message of the hour is not just a name. It's not a tag that we put on ourselves. Amen. God has released a power in this age to bring his sons and his daughters to adoption. Amen. people that can be able to experience justification, that I believe Jesus Christ, is not just by church membership, but we have that confession. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. We experience that, we confess that, and then God take us to the next stage where he's cleaning our life from the things of the word. Amen. Cleaning our life from the filth of the word is not just a lecture. It's an experience. God wants to take you through that experience. And you must be desiring to experience that power and that glory. For you to move from justification, having a confession on your lip. But now your confession is affecting your life. It's a glory. It's glorious. Praise the Lord. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, we don't have to argue whether it is speaking in tongues or you don't have to speak in tongues. The life is there. Amen. The life is there. And we know that this Holy Ghost has 9 spiritual gifts. It's a reality, people. It's a reality. It's not just a doctrine that we call ourselves Pentecostal church, just a name. No, it's an experience. Praise the Lord. No matter what we are experiencing in our life, there is a power. Amen? There is a power and there is a glory. There's a power that can take you from there, from where you are, to a higher glory, a higher experience. It's just my own thing. You know, while we pray every morning and we say it's the Lord's Prayer, and I think about that every morning. Oh God, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Your kingdom has power. Your kingdom is a glorious kingdom. Praise the Lord. And God don't just want us to say, he wants for us to experience that power. Amen. He wants for us to walk in that glory of his kingdom. In that glory of his kingdom. I've spent all my time on this and can't get into what I want to say tonight, but I think maybe the Lord wanted for us to just dwell on this a little bit, just meditate on it, because that's the burden that is on my heart. You know, just like I said on Sunday, as the Lord is helping us to grow together, that's the responsibility that we have. The responsibility comes now because we must see this word alive. If the word of God cannot come alive, then we're going right down the track of a denomination. Right. Praise the Lord. Then down the track of denomination we're going. Pretty soon we will start seeing all the style of the world, the makeups, and all the filth of the world will start creeping in. The thing that will keep the filth of the world out is that power. And when the people is stepping into a greater glory, that's why we keep the word out. The people desiring more of God in their life. I want to get closer to you. Where we can enjoy that fellowship of the word in our homes. see some homes that have no representation of the world. You don't even know they are believers. But yet they have that Malachi 4 sticker. There is a power. Maybe we'll just stop here tonight and go to the Lord in prayer. But that's a little of the burden that is on my heart. Is that God will send us that power. I need it. Amen. I need it. And I think each and every one of us need it. Praise the Lord. Each and every one of us need it. Having confidence in our sacrifice. When you pray that you have confidence that you have spoken to the God of heaven and earth. When you read the word of God, you will have confidence in that promise that you have just read. I mean, you are just certain that God has just spoke to you. It's a glorious thing. You can't practice it. You can't go to school for them to train you. You have to grow in that experience. From glory to glory, he's changing us. But it's coming to that place where we are just resting with the Lord, just trusting the Lord. With all of our heart, leaning now to our own understanding. We are trusting him with all of our heart. There is power. Praise the Lord. You remember when we spoke a little bit about seasons? Jesus coming in an untimely season, but yet he's speaking. And asking the tree to bring him fruit. That's what that power is for. It's for season and out of season. That power of God can keep you in season. It can keep you out of season. For thine is the kingdom. The power. And the glory. Let's bow our heads together tonight. Musicians, you can come. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power. Oh, there is power in the name Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is of Jesus. an ami. Just pray together tonight, every one of us with one accord. Jesus said, that's the promise he gave to the disciples. Power will come upon you from on high. No matter what we're going through, no matter how you feel in your mind, no matter how you feel in your body, no matter how you feel in your heart tonight, there is power. There is power that belongs to this kingdom. You can't get it in the word. You can't get it in the things of the word. You can't get it in the word system. You can only get it when you come into the kingdom. There's a power to heal. There's a power to break every habit. If it's a lying habit, whatever habit it is, there's a power to break it. If it's a lustful habit, whatever it is, in this kingdom, there is power, there is glory, and he said forever. There's a power and there's a glory that you can experience. Not just to be a church member, but a power that can make God real to you. I don't know where you are tonight. The scripture says no one can call Jesus the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. So I believe there is some Holy Ghost in the house tonight. I believe there is some power in the house tonight. I'm not stripping everything away from you, but I'm saying we can have more power. We can have more power. We should not be satisfied with what we have. We should desire more. Because our God is the inexhaustible fountain. You can ask God for more strength tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name. There is power. that area that you need power in. You need some refilling tonight. Oh, you need God to just rekindle you. Young people, the Holy Ghost is a real thing. It's not an emotion. It's not just a sensation. It's a life. It can change your life. It can take the desire of the things of the world from you. Whatever you are struggling with, whatever that is bothering you, the Holy Ghost can put a stop to it. It's a real power. It's the power of the God that created the universe. It's when that God moves upon our lives. Oh, let's speak to the Lord tonight. Yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Father. Oh, God. That's what we need, Lord, as an assembly, Lord. That's what we need as a people, Father, Lord. Oh, God, you told us, Lord, we are in this world. We are not part of this world, Father. It's because, oh, God, we are of this kingdom, Lord. Oh, God, in this kingdom, Lord, where you are king, where you rule upon our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, Father, Lord, we are not controlled by what our mind tells us, oh, God. We are controlled by you making decisions, Father. That's why we go to you in prayer. That's why we ask you, Lord, whether it is right or not, Lord. We ask you whether we should go or not, Father. We ask you, Father, Lord, God, whether it is the right thing to do, Lord. Whether it is the right thing, oh, God, Father, to go after Jesus. Because you are the one that is ruling, Lord. We just don't jump along, make our own decision, just do things without praying about it. Oh God, we have been taught, Lord, that in this age you will have a preeminence, Lord. You will have a preeminence, oh God. There will be a people that will be so conscious, Lord, to ask you even before they leave their house. They will be so conscious, Lord, to ask you, Lord, please go with me. A people, Father, that will not be careless, that will not just do things and not even thinking whether it pleases you or not. Whether you are happy about it. We are living in an age, Lord, where everybody is so, they are so sensitive to their feelings. But we forget that you have feelings. That God, you have feelings. You can be touched. Thine is the kingdom, Lord, and the power, Father. It's not, Lord Jesus, a man's power, Father God. We don't have to be pushing people's hands, Lord God, and creating a fake move of God. And no, Lord, it's just something we have to submit ourselves. Oh God, we have to submit ourselves, Lord, and say, Lord, be merciful, oh God, help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord, Father. Let me learn to start reading my Bible and start praying to God. Learning, Father, Lord, the first step to submission, Lord, is to pray and read your Bible. That's when the power of God comes down. That's when the power of God comes down. When reading your Bible starts becoming sweeter to you, God has got a hold of you. When the Bible just looks like a newspaper, then you need more of God. You need more of God upon the altar. Dear Lord, we just don't want to come on a Wednesday night and come on a Sunday morning. Most especially, Father, oh God, will be coming this Sunday, Lord Jesus. Again, Father, Lord, to another communion. Oh God, we have seen the things, Jesus, that you have been doing, oh God, Father. Every time we take a step to identify ourselves with you, every time, Lord God, we identify ourselves with your word, we identify ourselves in true baptism, we identify ourselves, Lord, in taking of the bread, the wine, washing one another's feet. We have seen you coming on the scene all the time. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, this power must be changing us from glory to glory. We cannot be having, professing, and then we're going more into worldliness. More into worldliness. You warn us, Lord, in the last day that men will be lovers of themselves. We are living in such an age, Father God, where many are so caught up in that, Lord. So caught up in that. But Lord, this bride, she's going to be the lover of you. She's going to love you. Dear Lord, Father, we need that power, Lord. Where our hearts will be burdened, oh God. Where we will come up with a prayerful life, oh God. Lord Jesus, will not just live on the morning devotion of God and live, oh God, Father, on the family altar, Lord. Well, precious Lord, we will have our own altar, Father. Oh God, where we can sleep sometime in the day, whether it is noon or it is 2 p.m. Oh God, a people many times we think prayer is just because of us. No, prayer is also because of God. The Bible says he delights. God delights in hearing our voice. It makes him happy. Go down the street, you hear people insulting all over the place. When the Son of God get down on his knee, or a daughter of God, just find a little place to pray. God delights in it. Can we just bring a delight to the Lord? We don't have to bring knees. Just to bring a delight. Lord, you delight in my praise. You delight in my worship, so I'm going to worship you. When the church is not praying, when sons and daughters of God are not seeking the face of the Lord, they are not spending time with God, it's a sign that we are losing that power, because that's what that power would do. Brother Branham says, show me the church that is praying, I will show you the people that has the power. I will show you the measles that are flying. Young people, find a time to pray. Start your own prayer closet. Go on your knees, young boys, young girls. Read a chapter of the Bible and pray. It's building that personal relationship where there is nobody attached, no mama, no papa, no preacher is attached, you and the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come this Wednesday night, Lord. Not really a prayer meeting, but we come, Father, to put our hearts before you tonight. Get into all the doctrines. We can do all the teachings. But Father, there is something that we can't do too much. It's to pray. We can never pray too much. And that's what we need. That's what you delight in. Teach us to pray, Father. Just to pray. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Upper chamber, oh Lord, send your power just now. Let's sing that together tonight.